One of the most exciting features in Summer 17 is the Lightning Data Service. Through its Force Record Data Object, you'll be able to build faster, with less code. In this post, we'll break down everything there is to know, and how to leverage Force Record Data in your own Lightning component development, and there's even a Trailhead project to help you earn a badge. A common question developers ask when moving from Visual Force to Lightning components is, why do I have to write code to call an Apex controller just to save or update a record? Happily, the first step toward answering that question appeared in the Winter 17 release with a developer preview of Force Record Preview. With the Summer 17 release, that feature has been renamed Force Record Data and is officially in beta, so it can now be used everywhere. A quick review. If you've not heard of Force Record Data, it's part of the Lightning Data Service. It basically eliminates the need to write both an Apex class and client-side JavaScript to create, read, update or delete a single record. Before we examine an actual use case, let's first do a quick Force Record Data review. Force Record Data uses the following syntax. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In addition to the aura id, you'll notice that Force Record Data has a recorded attribute that it uses to retrieve the record itself. The record data is retrieved automatically by the component when the record id is assigned, such as when the component loads with the Force has recorded interface. How much of the record is returned, that is, which fields, is determined by the layout type attribute. We can either return all of the fields defined in the standard record detail page layout, FULL, the fields in the compact page layout, compact, or only the fields you choose with the fields attribute. Once retrieved, the record result is stored in the aura attribute defined by the target record attribute. The Lightning component then begins to listen for that record to be updated by either the standard record detail layout or another component on the page. Wait, did you catch that? Another component on the page? By default, a component's declaration of Force Record Data is in view mode. In other words, the attribute mode equals view is the default, and is automatically applied to the Force Record Data instance. However, as developers, we can explicitly set the value to mode equals edit, meaning that the Force Record Data instance is capable of modifying the record. For example, we could have component A and component B on a page. In both components, we could declare an instance of Force Record Data with the same record id. In component A, we set the mode to edit, while component B is set to the default mode of view. Since both components are watching the same record id, if component A updates the record, component B's instance of Force Record Data will fire its own record updated function. This is all pretty sweet, and I have been happily building components with Force Record Preview for some time now. However, while building a component for the Global Lightning Now Tour's hands-on workshop, I came up against a challenge that Force Record Data was able to elegantly solve for me. Implementing Force Record Data. The hands-on workshop uses the Dreamhouse application, which is a reference application that those of us on the developer evangelism team built to illustrate many of the development possibilities for Lightning experience. This reference app is for a fictitious real estate company to help them manage houses, brokers, leads, and so on. I built a Lightning component that can be added to a property record page that shows properties which are similar to the selected property based on criteria such as price, number of bedrooms, square footage, and so on. The criteria used in the search is defined as a design parameter, and therefore can be selected by the admin when they add the component to the page. This also allows multiple instances of the component to be on a page, each displaying properties based on different criteria. A screenshot of the similar properties component on a property record page. The initial component is straightforward. It uses a Force Record Data instance, like the one above, to retrieve and monitor the record for the property record page being viewed. If, for example, the broker edits the price of the property on the property record page, the component's Force Record Data catches the change and fires its record updated method, which causes the component to execute a new search for similar properties based on the new values of the property record. So far, so good. Then I added the ability for the user to edit one of the similar properties being displayed, directly from the component itself, without actually navigating to its property record page. This was also straightforward, until I noticed a problem. If a particular property appeared in multiple instances of the component on the page, when I edited it from one of the components, its info didn't update in the other component. Or, At least it didn't until Force Record Data came to the rescue. Using multiple instances of Force Record Data. Using Force Record Data to monitor the current record on whose page the component is placed is fairly straightforward. But, we can also use Force Record Data to store and monitor record data that isn't coming from the current record page. Remember, Force Record Data uses the record it assigned to it to retrieve the record data. So we can literally assign any record it to a Force Record Data instance, not just the record it of the current record page. So for the similar properties component, I made each item in the list a component itself, named similar property, with a Force Record Data instance containing the data for that particular property. This trick was the secret sauce to being able to update a remote record in the component, and having that same record update in another component without needing to reload. Force Record Data is aware of all other instances of Force Record Data on the page with the same record id. Because of this, it means that it only retrieves a record once, even if it appears in multiple components. In other words, once record data is retrieved, all of the Force Record Data instances with the same record id in the default mode equals view are watching the same copy of the record. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In the similar property component, you'll notice that this instance is using the fields attribute, instead of layout type, to only retrieve the few fields that we're displaying or are interested in within the component. In addition, it's using the new target fields attribute instead of target record. This is an important change if you've been experimenting with Force Record Preview. During the developer preview, Force Record Preview only used the target record attribute. With Lightning Data Service moving to beta, the shape of the JSON response has changed. When retrieving data from the target record, Force Record Data uses the syntax target underscore record underscore name dot fields dot field underscore name dot value dot. This can seem a bit verbose, and therefore the target fields attribute was introduced, and uses the same, and more concise, syntax that Force Record Preview used, for example. V.target underscore fields underscore name dot field underscore name. A screenshot of the similar property edit dialog component. The final use of Force Record Data in the component is to prefill fields in a custom edit dialog, as well as handle the updating of the record when the save button is clicked. The challenge, however, is that the edit dialog itself is also a separate component, named similar property edit, added to the main similar properties component. Which begs the question, how do you tell the edit dialog which record is being edited? Of course, components within the same namespace can communicate via events, but since all of the components were children of the main component, I settled on simply using attributes, allowing them to bubble up from the child component. You'll notice that both child components have an attribute named remote record id. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When the edit icon in the similar property component is clicked, it triggers a function named edit record. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The edit record function simply retrieves the record id of the record that was clicked and sets the remote record id within the component. The attribute is, as mentioned, also bound to the main component's remote record id attribute, as well as to the remote record id attribute in the similar property edit component. Dynamically setting recorded. In the similar property edit component, you'll notice that the Force Record Data instance doesn't have a record id attribute. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Instead, the component has a handler that is listening for a change to remote record id and then fires the getRecord function. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In the similar property edit controller. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When the edit button in the similar property component sets the remote record id, it's propagated up to the parent component and back down into the similar property edit component, which in turn triggers the change handler. The getRecord function then sets the record id for the Force Record Data instance. Since there already is an instance of Force Record Data in the similar property component with this record id, the component simply uses the data from that instance to populate its Force Record Data instance. Finally, when the Save button of the custom edit dialog is clicked, the Save Record function is called, which updates the fields of the target record and then fires the save record method of force record data. If the save of the data is successful, all of the force record data instances on the entire page, even those in different components, with that record it are updated without needing to go to the server. In addition, the function's callback then fires an application event to notify other components in case they need to take action due to the update of the record. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In conclusion, Lightning Data Service and Force Record Data give Lightning component developers a simple, straightforward way to create, read, update, and delete individual records without the need to write an Apex controller. In fact, the similar properties component only uses a single Apex method to execute the initial search based on the design parameters set by the Salesforce admin. And yet, it reacts to changes to the main property record, as well as having the ability to update other records remotely. You can find the source code for the similar properties component here, and make sure to do the whole project to earn a badge. Be sure to check out the release notes for Summer 17 for even more developer goodness, as well as the full Lightning Components Developer's Guide.